So excited for this Beauty and the Geek, the feel-good show of the year. It's back Sunday, 7 p.m. on Channel 9, hosted by the gorgeous Sophie Monk. She joins us now. G'day, Soph.
Good morning. How are you going?
We're so good. Now, I'm so excited this is back. Now, I have to ask you, based off the trailer, there are some very, very awkward moments between our beauties and geeks on this season.
Yes.
Do they get less throughout?
Yeah, majorly. Like, their confidence just goes up so quickly, which is, that's what's beautiful about it. So it is awkward, but they grow, like, immensely.
Do you think the beauties on the show, do they like the idea? Like, do they fall almost for the underdog? Like they've come through, they're changing, they're growing in confidence. Is that what they fall for eventually, you think?
Well, you know what, there's no pressure on the romance. If they want to be best friends, you know, we'll bring the best out of each other and do that way, that's fine as well. It doesn't mean that you won't win, you know, the whole thing. So it's just, I don't know what it is. I think the chemistry was genuinely there. Like, sometimes I was like, oh, I need to feel like I need to look away. You know, like, it's so intimate, yeah.
Well,
a lot of the boys haven't had their first kiss ever.
Oh.
Like, a lot of them, yeah.
How old are these guys?
Like, 20s to 30s. So imagine that, and having your first kiss on TV.
National television.
I mean, my first kiss was so awkward. It was terrible. Like, do we actually see the kisses?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I mean, I don't know if I should say that, but yeah.
Oh, no. I'm tuning in.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, mine was awkward too. I don't think anyone has a smooth first kiss.
No, I think you're right, yeah.
And mine was in a garage in year 9 after an after party. There was just too much tongue.
No. Oh, no.
Oh,
that age.
Yeah. Oh, so awkward. Now, we've all had, like, I've had some terrible first dates, like very awkward. There was one that I went to a guy at a bar and he wanted to play pool for the whole night. I've got no idea how to play pool. He had absolutely no chat. So have you had a bad first date?
Yeah, I feel like all of them are, except with Josh, really. totally. You know, just awkward, like, a bit like the geeks, you know. But the good thing about the geeks when they are awkward is they're unapologetic with it, and the girls are so sweet to them. They love it, you know. So they all walked out saying it changed their lives.
So if what, you know, obviously you're hosting the show. Does your role extend beyond that? Is there, like, I feel like you know a bit about this. Could you step in as an advisory role at all to some of these nerds?
Yes, and I keep saying to the producers, I'm not Dr. Phil. Like, I really haven't done any training in this area, and I'm giving them advice. You actually don't see much of it on camera, but they were allowed to chat to me. And I was like, wow. Like, and so I couldn't even blame the producers because I was repairing them myself. So I couldn't go, you know how you all do in our industry, like the producers won't let us. It's like, no, I couldn't say that. So, yeah, it was a big role for me.
Unbelievable. So, like, if it didn't work out, someone's taking your word for it. They can just blame you, I suppose.
Yes. Yes, exactly. I know. I was thinking, imagine them coming out in the press and they're like, you know, screw Sophie.
Yeah, but, Sophie yeah, told me to do this and, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you must
Sophie edited me bad. Yeah.
Well, you must have some good advice because obviously very happily engaged now. So, you know, they could take your word for it and be better off.
Yeah. Yeah, you're welcome, you didn't get
it. Hey, we're so excited to have you back on our TV screen, Soph. We love you. We're excited to see you.
Oh, thank you.
Sunday, Channel 9, 7 o'clock, Beauty and the Geek, hosted by Sophie Monk. Thanks so much for chatting with us, Soph.
Oh, thank you, guys.